Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Sean is with me on the line today. Sean, you got in touch to tell us about an incident that happened recently. What did happen?
How are you? So I was out on Saturday morning and I got pulled over by a guard. And the guards, when they pulled me over, entitled to do so, checked my tax, NCT and insurance and my license. When they checked it, which my tax, NCT and insurance were in date and displayed when they pulled me over, they put my registration plate into whatever digital system that they use. Now, I'm assuming that's to check maybe if the car was stolen or if there was anything, you know, weird about the car. So anyway, they came back and the guard was like to me, Sean, did you know your insurance is out of date? And I said, no, it's not out of date because I'd actually only renewed my insurance about 10 days previous, which would have been the 31st of July.
Okay.
And I just, like about 2 days previous, had received the new insurance discs. Mm-hmm. So I'd put them into the car and everything was grand. So I said, no, I'm just after renewing my insurance and my discs are there. And the guard showed me the digital display that they use to check the full background checks of a car. And they said, no, look, on my screen here, it's coming up that you've had no insurance since the 4th of August. And I kind of started to panic then because I was like,
God. You started to doubt yourself nearly.
Yeah, I was like, you know, when you're setting up in new insurances, you have to put in direct debit details or sign forms. And I just was thinking in my head, look, maybe it isn't. Like, maybe I did something wrong. Maybe I didn't pay. Maybe the payment didn't go through. I had a wedding that same weekend. So I was running around the place, wasn't really sure if I definitely did it right. But then I was thinking, why would they send out the discs if I wasn't insured? So I opened up my email and I produced the email that I had on my phone to the guard that said that my insurance from the 5th of August, which was a day after the day that the guard said the insurance had lapsed. And I said, look, I have an email here from the 5th that says that I was insured and that here's all my documents. It had like confirmation of payment. It had my cover letter and all that kind of stuff. So the guard was like, look, I know you're showing me the email and I know you have it displayed, but like the system that we use here, that's updated daily and is connected to all insurance companies says that you have not been insured since the 4th of August and that I'm going to have to impound your car. So this was at the side of the road at a coffee shop in Dublin. So,
and can I just stop you for a second, Sean? Sorry, did you say, were you pulled over or was it at a checkpoint that this happened?
I was pulled over.
Okay.
Yeah. Which I have no problem with. They're fully entitled to do.
Okay.
So I didn't really, when the guard said I had to take your car, I didn't really second guess it. I honestly, hand in heart, thought that my insurance wasn't in date, to be completely honest with you, because I was like, if the system said it's not true, and because I just moved policy, maybe there was some glitch in the system. So anyway, I was actually going to a coffee shop to meet a friend of mine. So they impounded the car there and then and took the car away from me. So I actually walked around the corner to the coffee shop.
So
and
you just
my
get
friend.
Out on the side of the road?
Yeah, I had to get out of the car at the side of the road and the car was taken off me, which was quite embarrassing. Like I did feel a little bit like I was some sort of criminal or, you know, I know like the way gossip works. I'm sure the people around me that were saw me getting the car taken around me probably thought that I was involved in drugs or crime or anything like that. And so anyway, I went back around the corner to my friend and I told him that, oh, my car has been taken off me. And he was like, what? And I told him about the insurance being out of date. So, you know, when something like that happens, you're a bit shaken because so we were driving back to my house and I said, look, I'm going to ring the insurance because when the car gets impounded, you get a form and they say, like, in order to get your car back, you have to follow the following three steps. So step one is to either insure your car or if your car was insured, produce proof that it was insured. Now that's normally in the case of if you don't have the discs displayed, but maybe you have insurance documents that you could produce to show that your car was
but
insured.
But you had the disc displayed.
But I had
it
the
was
disc
indeed.
Displayed. Yeah.
So when you went to the station about this, what happened?
So before I got to the station, I actually had to ring the insurance company and I said to them, hey, my car has just been impounded. I've been told I'm not insured. And the insurance company were lovely, really quick. They're like, yeah, you are insured. Here's an email to prove that you have always been insured and that you're currently still insured and has everything. So I got to the guard station and there was another guard there, really nice chap, really helpful. And I said, look, my car was impounded for not having valid insurance. And that it says that the system that you use said that I was out of date, but I have all these documents and an email sent 3 minutes ago from my insurance company to say I was.
Yeah.
Now the guard kind of off the cuff, I suppose maybe off the record, nearly said to me, this is actually something that we've experienced. He goes, it happened to me 4 times recently that I pulled over cars and that they've been showing up as uninsured in the system, but they actually were insured. Now, the guard did say to me recently, look, it probably shouldn't have happened. The guard at the scene should have maybe let you ring your insurance company to maybe get proof there and then. Like, taking of the car should be the last issue. So then, yeah, I had to jump through a few more hoops to get the car back.
But you got the car back. And did you have to pay the release charge?
I didn't have to pay the release charge, but I still was without the car for 2 days because it happened on a Saturday. The impound lot was closed for the weekend, so it was Monday before I got the car back.
Right.
I didn't need it, but still.
But
the moral of the story was is that, like, whatever system that they use, whatever system the guard had that day to put my insurance or sorry my number plate in, when the guard typed in my number plate, it came up that my car was not insured when it had been, and it had been for the guts of 2 weeks.
Well, we've got in touch with the guards about this particular incident, and we're waiting to hear back from them in relation to this. But stay with me, Sean, for a moment, and thanks for getting in touch and sharing your experience with us. I've got Dave Humphreys with me in studio today as well. Dave is a motoring journalist with CompleteCar.ie. Have you heard of this happening before?
Well, I've heard of cars being taken for not having or being you know taken away off for not having insurance. But generally speaking, you know, and I don't really want to get into any one specific case with this, but speaking generally, you know, if a car is pulled in for us, it's usually pulled in for a reason. If it's not just a regular sort of checkpoint, and yes, they would normally go and check through all the basic stuff, so they know, for example, who they're dealing with at the side of a road, which is all very normal. The fact that this person has, I imagine, had their insurance disc in the window, which is a unique thing that we still have to do in Ireland. The fact that, you know, he had an email there and then that was able to show, look, here's my certificate, here's my email, you know, here's my whole renewal stuff. The fact that he has all that, generally speaking, in my opinion and anecdotally and from my experience from speaking to guards in the past, all over the years, generally, that's enough. They can kind of go, look, you know, produce it at the station. They normally give you 10 days. The guards themselves now with their new mobile system, they can check it on like instantly whether it will come up. And normally it will come up, it will probably say something like inactive, for example.
Yeah, what does inactive insurance mean? Because
inactive means that they can, so all the insurance policies go through via the MIBI, which is the Motor Insurer Bureaus of Ireland. And the MIBI transmit that data daily, I think it might even be twice daily, to the Garda system so that they have as up-to-date as possible, that they have that information there. Now, I could understand if you took out a policy now and you checked it on their system maybe in an hour's time, it might not be there yet, but you know this should be in this case because it was...
But Sean, should have been because of the number of the time.
It should have been there, yeah. So, and again, I don't know exactly what happened in his particular case, but they would normally have that. They have it on the side road so they can see exactly what that is. Also, you know, the Gardaí are generally pretty good with, you know, sussing people out, attitude test, all that kind of thing. And if he can see, look, he's got an NCT, he's got a tax, it's his car.
And it's all in it's all there.
Everything here seems to be, generally a guard might just say, look, can you produce the certificate at the station, you know, which is like the full cert at the station. They give you 10 days. They even let you nominate a station, all that kind of stuff. So I don't know exactly what went on in this particular
stop. You can have a one-off as well. But you haven't heard of any glitches or within the system?
Generally not. I mean, look, if everything looks correct in front of an average Garda member, they're not going to then wait and hang around for the recovery, for the truck to come out to impound the car. You know, they have other things they need to be doing as well. And everything looks right. I would imagine that they're probably going to go, look, this is fine. This is probably some sort of glitch. I don't know exactly what it was in this instance. I'm surprised that the other guard said, oh, we see this happening loads. If that was happening, they would be looking into seeing what this is, because it would just end up being a waste of their own resource. You know, so if there was some sort of issue here, they wouldn't really, you know, it would be flagged up. Or, and also we would hear a lot more of this kind of happening, because there are so many checks done every single day up and down the country, you know, using this system. So if there was a fault there, yes, it would be. Now, the other thing as well is, you know, it's if there was a case that there was some sort of error in terms of the insurance policy, what I mean is if a registration number was put in like 2 digits were incorrect or something like that. Usually that
can easily happen.
That can kind of be done. Yeah, exactly. I did a bit of research this, and generally, if that's the sort of case and if the insurance company have made an error, they would still stand over. They're not going to suddenly hands off and go, oh, you're on your own here. You know, so they would still cover you.
Yeah. So you had been told, Sean, just finally that when you went in to collect the car, the guard had kind of anecdotally just mentioned that this had happened to previous people.
Yeah, and like the guard that I signed off my form was really sound. He said, yeah, this had happened a few times and it never got to this point before. And to be fair to the guard that stopped me over, they did show me the screen that said inactive with my insurance policy on it. So there was no sort of like cloak and daggers about this. This was very transparent. I did see in red, it said inactive under my insurance policy.
Even though you had it displayed on your windscreen.
I had it displayed, yeah. So that's why when I left the scene, I was convinced it was my fault and that my insurance policy wasn't active. Yeah. So as your other guest was saying there, I'd never heard of this before either. So that's the only reason why I wanted to raise attention to it.
Yeah, that's why you got in touch with us in the first place. But look, it was glad to hear it. You know, you got it sorted and you've your car back as well, Sean. And thanks a million for getting in touch with us. Dave, thanks a million too for popping into studio. Dave Humphries there, motoring journalist with CompleteCar.ie.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insuranceBroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.